You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
On its YouTube channel, Huawei proudly shows off its 5G technology, promising a better connected future that will change every aspect of life. In the United Kingdom, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab's announced some of the equipment that powers these revolutionary networks will be made in China.
We have looked at the issue of how to maintain network security and resilience over many months and in great technical detail. We would never take decisions that threaten our national security or the security of our Five Eyes partners.
The United States considers Huawei a security risk, and so does Australia, with concerns the company's equipment could be used for espionage by the Chinese government. Huawei denies this, and Vice President Victor Zhang has welcomed the British decision.
This evidence-based decision will result in a more advanced, more secure, and more cost-effective telecom infrastructure that is fit for the future.
There will be restrictions. Huawei will be banned from supplying equipment to what's called sensitive parts of 5G networks, known as the core. Its overall share of the UK market will be capped at 35%, that figure being kept under review. And its products will be excluded from areas near military bases and nuclear sites. Still, some government MPs are concerned, among them Conservative MP David Davis.
Bear in mind, Huawei has tens of thousands, I think as many as 80,000 researchers. They've got more researchers than we've got soldiers, let alone GCHQ analysts. So it's a huge operation we're talking about here, and it's a very, very complex exercise to stop them.
The decision's been a long time coming, and it's been complicated by Brexit. The British government didn't want to cause too much upset in Washington, with trade talks just beginning. But UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson didn't want to offend Beijing either. The result is a compromise solution, which has been poorly received across the Atlantic. US Congressman Jim Banks says it's a threat to intelligence cooperation.
The risk of what we're giving up by adopting Huawei as a part of any part of our telecommunications infrastructure, or even worse, allowing Huawei to control the 5G networks in countries like the UK or in the United States of America, is a dangerous path forward.
Australia banned Huawei and fellow Chinese company ZTE from involvement in 5G in 2018. But Dominic Raab says Britain's National Security Council believes the risk can be managed.
The reality is that these are highly complicated networks relying on global supply chains, where some limited measure of vulnerability is almost inevitable.
The British Foreign Secretary is due to host his US counterpart soon, and they'll have plenty to discuss. Evan Young, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.